We're here on KSOM as we continue to look at the upcoming track and field season. Let's preview ACGC Girls Track and Field. Head coach for the Chargers, Jacob Jacy. And coach, how are you feeling about your team coming into a brand new season?
Well, good. You know, we've got, like I said, a lot of our key pieces back that we had last year. So I expect it will be, just as good as we were last year, if not a little bit better. You know, I think some of those girls got a little more experience. You know, we have a pretty young team, so but they got some good experience last year and, you know, got a chance to get some good race under the belts and, you know, get a taste for running at the state meet. So I think they're going to be kind of hoping to get back there this year.
Yeah, well, Ava Campbell certainly had a big year last year as a junior. She finished sixth in the 800, fourth in the 1 mile for you, and she's a senior now. She had a nice season in cross country. She was a little bit disappointed in her performance at the state cross country meet, but still, she would be poised to be one of your key seniors, I imagine, this year. How do you feel about Ava and what she can accomplish her senior year?
Yeah, she'll kind of do her thing and kind of hopefully be really successful, just like she has been the last few years. I think she's got a really her goal set on, in her 800. I know she really wants to get below 220. She had a great opening race at the IUC indoor, where she, she was like 224. So she was about a second faster this year than she was at that same meet last year. So, obviously that's, some good progress, good starting point for her. And like I said, she'll be good in her eight and her mile, and, obviously hopefully be a kind of a key piece for us and hopefully a couple of relays too.
So how many other seniors do you have to help lead the team this year?
I think she's it. I wish I had my roster right in front of me right now, but we have a kind of, like I said, kind of a small track team. We had some kids that didn't go out this year that were out last year that would have been some seniors, but she might be it for our seniors. Honestly, I'd have to double check. I don't really think we have any. We have one. Sorry. So I have to think about that. We have a Cheyenne Young. She's a long jumper. But I think she might be the other. Oh, nope. Sorry. There was one more. Overthrower, Elizabeth Gonzalez. So there's three, I think, there.
Okay. So, and what events does Gonzalez participate in?
She'll do shot and disc.
Okay, awesome. I mean, what do the numbers overall look like this year for your team?
Well, I think we're sitting at like 18. And like I said, it's a large chunk of that is we got a big sophomore group of girls, and then we got a few good juniors. We got some a couple of our top two throwers, Cadence Bowles and Becca Littler, both juniors. And next, they'll look to, like I said, improve upon what they did last year and get, better. And, maybe they'll find a way to make it to state too. That'd be great.
What areas do you feel like you're deepest at? You feel like you're stronger in sprints, mid distance, hurdlers, long distance, and maybe some of your field events. Where do you feel like this team? Sometimes teams can balance out. Sometimes you can be stronger in one area than the others. Where do you feel this team is at coming into this year?
Yeah, I think we're going to be good. Ava's going to be good in the mid-distance. I think she kind of does their eight in the mile. And, we got a couple of girls that I think are going to be good in our 400s. I think we could have good, a 4x4 relay, a good 4x1 relay, maybe a distance medley relay. Like I said, it'll probably, like I said, I don't know that we'll have necessarily a bunch of individuals, but like I think, putting some girls together, we'll have some decent relays in our sprint relays. Like I said, 4x1, 4x2, 4x4 type stuff there. And then, like I said, we have a very deep group of throwers. Like I said, we have those two girls back from last year that are pretty good. And I don't know. Yeah, we don't really have too many. We're going to try some girls out in the long jump and high jump, see where it goes. We just, that hasn't really been a strong suit for us, but we're going to, try. And We do have one girl that's gonna, Miranda Gruber. She's a hurdler. She had a pretty successful year last year as a freshman. So she's gonna look to, you know, to improve upon her sophomore year, getting better at that. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, your distance medley team, I think, finished sixth last year at state, and obviously Campbell would maybe fit in to that spot as an anchor for you, which would be strong. Mm-hmm. You know, how many other people do you have coming back in that particular relay?
Yeah, so everybody that ran that last year is back. So, you know, like that, you know, and it may not be those same exact ones necessarily, but, you know, we definitely, like I said, have, I think, you know, all the pieces are there for that to be a really successful relay again.
Who are the four that will be back there for that relay?
So that one was Miranda Gruber, Savannah Akers, and Noelle Langard with and then Ava Campbell,
right,
with a four there.
Yeah, and your sprint med team also was 22nd a year ago at state. So I mean, how much do you like to emphasize the relays? Even with 18 girls, you could still mix and match and put together some relays, I bet.
Yeah, I mean, I think, like I said, there's going to be a couple that we're going to, you know, I think, you know, put some focus on. Like I said, you know, obviously the distance medley will always be there. I think we could have a very good 4x4, 4x1, you know, I mean, but we, you know, at our ISU indoor meet last week, you know, we are, you know, first time running this four group of girls together, and, you know, we had a time that was better than any time since I've been there. You know, I got here 7 years ago. You know, they went out and ran the fastest time since I've been here. So, I mean, that's promising for sure. You know, I think that, you know, that they'll just keep, you know, working on that. Like I said, that's, you know, first, you know, one of those girls, you know, probably she's a freshman. She's, you know, I don't think she's done, you know, much with handoff stuff, you know, so it's, if she gets better at that and we all get better at that, you know, I think that'll only get, you know, to be better.
Who are some of the girls that will be running in sprints for you this year?
Savannah Akers, she's a junior. Noah Langard, she's a sophomore. Miranda Gruber is a sophomore. Lily Lozon and Cadence Peterson. And again, like those, it's kind of, I don't know, they might have the range, you know, I could, you know, some of them might go as low as one, and, you know, there may be, you know, we'll play around some stuff. Maybe they might get all the way up to the eights, you know, I don't know. So, but yeah, those are probably the ones, you know, that are going to be, you know, we have a couple others, Elizabeth Drake, she'll be sprinting for us. Like I said, Cheyenne Young, she's, you know, she's a high jumper, long jumper, but she'll also, you know, fit in there with some sprint stuff too.
Yeah, so sounds like there's some numbers there and some possibilities. Overall, what would you say are some of the goals or expectations for your team this season that you'd like to see them accomplish?
I just want them to get, you know, improve upon, you know, what they were able to do last year. You know, I have them, I had them come up with a goal for themselves, and they kind of wrote it down, and, you know, we're going to have them go back to those goals, like, throughout the season, and just kind of, like, see, like, know where they're at, what progress have they made towards achieving that goal. I think a lot of them, you know, have a goal that they want to be a state participant, and I think that that's definitely attainable, and, like I said, a few different events. I, as a team, you know, I'd like to, yeah, for sure, you know, Ava will go, you know hopefully, you know, she'll go in her eight in the mile again, and, you know, the deemed that should be one that gets in, and then, like, I'm looking for at least two more relays, you know, and then, like I said, our throwers have had a good chance of, you know, getting there too. So, you know, if we take more things, you know, this meet than we did last year, I think that would be, you know, that's kind of where we're at as far as, you know, having a goal for the season, and then just, like I said, building upon that even for the next year.
Well, Jacob, really appreciate your time, and looking forward to following your ACGC girls from now all the way to the Blue Oval. And we'll keep updating the Chargers progress as we go, and best of luck throughout this upcoming season. Thanks so much.
Yep, thank you very much.
Jacob Chasey, head coach for ACGC Girls Track and Field, with us here on KSOM.